Broadcasting live from an Airstream somewhere in Tornado Alley, bringing you the people, places, and stories from the Panhandle to the Red River. This is your Only in Oklahoma show.
And welcome to the show, your next Oklahoma adventure may be hiding just below the surface. I'm Brett.
And I am Harley.
So I talk to people that do scuba diving. And I think to myself, scuba diving here, how? Where?
It's definitely not something that you think about when you think about Oklahoma.
Never. And perhaps I've judged too quickly. Because I know people that get certified here and travel the world. And I've always wondered if you're certified, how do you get certified to swim with catfish and then you're still qualified to swim with sharks? But they do it. They do it all the time.
I don't think that the animals that are in the water make a difference to your certification for diving.
But I also didn't realize until recent years that there are some crystal clear waters in Oklahoma. You think of Oklahoma lakes, I think of, Dirty Bird, Draper, that's where you have to scuba dive to look for the bodies. I don't think of a lot of clear, placid lakes, but Tin Killer is definitely on the list.
Yeah, and not to mention the fact that as far as Tin Killer goes, not only is the water awesome, mm-hmm. but the surrounding area is gorgeous. So it's definitely a hidden oasis as far as I'm concerned for the state.
Well, it's been a super popular destination for scuba divers for years. They've been doing certifications there for, God, it seems like decades, but it's, help me wrap my head around it. Help me understand.
What do you mean, help you understand?
Oklahoma, I'm still stuck on the Oklahoma scuba diving.
You can go get certified to scuba dive mm-hmm. in a swimming pool.
Really?
So yeah. You don't necessarily have to have the outside environment, but learning to do anything in a confined space like that is no fun. So being able to actually do it in the open water, and as far as that goes, Tin Killer is kind of the perfect environment. It's got enough variance in mm-hmm. the environment that it's really kind of perfect for divers of all different skill levels. And they've got some pretty cool stuff that they've added to the lake
right.
just for the purpose of diving.
Well, with scuba diving in mind, there's only one name that comes to mind. And today, we're going to talk about Gene's Aqua Pro Shop at Tin Killer.
Right. In Gore, Oklahoma, they can outfit you with all of the equipment and certification that you need to become a scuba diver. They've been in business since like 19. They've been in business longer than I've been alive.
That's a while. I was born in 71? I thought you were born in 71. That's why that would still make it just barely older than you, right?
I was not born in 71. I'm 3 years older than you.
I forget about that. I only till recently have realized that I'm going to be 44 next month. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that I'm a father of two babies at 44. But 1971, that's a long time to do anything.
Absolutely. And again, I think that just kind of goes to show that they've got the experience to not only teach you, but to make it fun. So they've got different certification levels, which I think we should probably touch on.
Yeah.
They've got classes for beginners. They've got what they call an open water diver program. You start your underwater adventure with a 3-day certification program. They have classes every weekend, Memorial Day through Labor Day. It's typically Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You learn right there at Tin Killer with the same instructor all weekend long. You complete bookwork online at your own pace before the class starts, so you're really just doing the hands-on stuff when you get there, which I think is cool.
Yeah.
And then everything is included, like everything that you need to do the class mm-hmm. is included. So they give you your mask, your fins, your snorkel, your air fills. All of that. The only thing they say you need to purchase is booties.
I was going to do the thing where I ask you what they are, and you go, I knew you were going to ask me a question I didn't have an answer to. Neither one of us know what they are, and that's fine. That is fine. For $329, I'm sure they'll tell you.
They'll tell you what you need.
What you need.
Exactly. Their other certification class, the private open water diver class,
mm-hmm.
it's private classes that you schedule. They're $475. It includes, again, the online e-learning, but it is at your own pace.
Right.
Set with the schedule that fits you. So instead of going with the group,
mm-hmm.
if you're uncomfortable with being in a large group of people and the weekends are not the best for you, you can schedule this separately.
Well, and it also sounds like it's probably, there's the degree of difficulty, probably the depth will there are some probably changes in the degree of what you'll learn as opposed to just the beginner class. I don't think it's more than just training wheels with the beginner, but I think for $475, you're all in. That's not a bad price, really, for a certification.
No, absolutely not. And then also want to talk about their open water refresher. So scuba is not like...
not like riding a bike?
Exactly. Yeah. It's something that you don't just pick up, set back down,
right,
and then pick it up later. Stuff changes. Mm-hmm. And it's life or death when you're talking about being under the water.
See, I'm already done. I'm already done. There's already too many. When you say life or death, I'm already out.
Well, it's like driving a vehicle, though. You know, it's if you were an airline pilot,
yeah,
you wouldn't take off for 5 years and then just come back and clock in and start working again.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah.
So it's something you've got to make sure that everything is instinct. Everything is built in and that mm-hmm. you've got the muscle memory for it. So you want to make sure that you are ready for the challenge, so to speak.
So how long do you have to do a refresher course? Is it kind of as long as it takes you to you're like, oh yeah, I remember that. Or
yeah, I would probably say that's pretty standard, but I would say if you go longer than a season,
yeah,
you probably want to do a refresher class.
You know what I wish they would do? I wish people would. There are people that drive cars every day that I wish they would take a refresher course on driving. Don't you think they'd make people recertify for driver's licenses?
So yesterday I was driving and I'm in the left-hand lane because there was some traffic in the right-hand lane.
Yeah.
I drive like a grandma, so I'm going a little bit below the speed limit. There is a light and there's a guy who's coming up behind me and we're coming up to a light.
Mm.
So the law is that you don't change lanes mm-hmm. in the middle of an intersection.
Right.
So my plan was cross through the intersection, change lanes, let that guy pass me, right?
Right.
That was insufficient. So he passed me. He had to speed to do so. So he was speeding, passed me on the right, through an intersection. So he literally broke three laws.
Wow.
Because he couldn't wait the 7 seconds it was going to take me to pass the white line on the other side and change lanes.
Did he flip you the bird?
No.
No.
But yes, I agree with you. People need a refresher.
A refresher course, yeah.
So the nice thing about diving, from my perspective, is you can get as involved with it as you want.
Mm-hmm.
So going on...
As in depth.
Exactly.
Sorry.
So you can go from, you know, I'm going on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
We're going on a cruise or whatever, and I want to just be able to dive when we stop at whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. That's
right.
That's a legitimate option for diving. Or you can go like all in. You can immerse yourself.
You can really go off the deep end.
Exactly. And the thing about jeans,
yeah,
they've got all levels. So not only do they do the certifications, but they also regularly do trips to exotic locations. Mm-hmm. And they have them throughout the year. They're planned events that, you know, you can save up for or whatever. But they'll go to some exotic destination as a group and dive throughout the day and spend time exploring the place together as a group. Which, you know, the added camaraderie, the added intensity of...
Yeah. I think those things are probably fun. Doing group dives are probably more fun as a group. I think you can have a lot of fun just yourself, kind of submersing yourself in this underwater environment alone.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like it's a really cool campfire story opportunity when everybody's done. Hey, I saw this. Oh, I saw this. I just think it'd be a lot of fun as a group activity.
And speaking of group activities, they mm-hmm. do a lot of them there at Tin Killer.
Yeah.
So they've got a lot of different events that happen throughout the year. Just a couple of them. They do one thing called a Midsummer Night's Dive, where they do a cookout in the evening, and then they do a night dive off of Crappie Point or Bluff View in late June or early July, just depending on weather and schedule and that sort of stuff. They also do something that I thought was really cool.
Uh-huh.
an underwater treasure hunt on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Where you're diving for doubloons.
Uh-huh.
Which I think is cool. They have, you know, different prizes and things that you can win, but primarily you're just there again for the camaraderie. They have a hot dog cookout afterwards. You get a t-shirt.
I'm going to jump back to real quick, touch on the night diving.
Okay.
I think that would be kind of cool. Everything is different. Your perspective, your depth perception, again, we're using more puns, but necessary, is different at night. I think to me, I almost feel like that's better. The seeing the unseen, it kind of reminds you of movies like The Abyss a little bit.
Oh, man, I don't know. Now you make me not want
to
do it.
Yeah, I make you not want to do it. Okay, I tell you it would be cool. Being able to, it kind of makes you think of almost like you're in the Marianas Trench a little bit. You know what I mean?
Right, where it's so dark that you can't see outside of the light that you brought
exactly.
with you.
Exactly. I think I would almost go for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't always necessarily want to see. I'm one of those people that I want to see the bottom. We've talked about this. And if I'm in water, I want to see the bottom, but I don't want to see necessarily imminent front. You know what I mean? I don't want to see my imminent death. So almost I think the dark would be better.
I don't know. But again, you know, in an Oklahoma lake, there's not a lot that you need to worry about.
It says you, okay? I've nearly been swallowed by a carp. I think it was a carp. I don't know. I could have been swallowed by a carp.
I could have died. It was a perch. But it was an angry perch.
An angry perch. Right.
So, but back to Tin Killer.
Yeah.
The local diving at Tin Killer, they've got some really cool things happening there. Again, lake diving is going to be dramatically different than ocean diving. But it's also got its kind of unique aspects.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the cool things at Tin Killer, they've kind of set up an underwater amusement area specifically for the scuba.
Uh-huh.
They've got it set up. You can pull right up to the shore, park your car, enter the water from an old boat ramp.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as underwater exploration goes, they've got an old ski boat. They've got two old fishing boats that are submerged, an old school bus, and even an airplane that you can go and explore in scuba gear.
Do you remember Jaws? Sure you do.
Yes.
When they go down under the water, when he goes down to the water the first time.
And finds the tooth?
They find the tooth, but the guy that went missing.
Yeah.
And his eyeballs like sticking out. That's what I think. I don't care if they planned this or not. I'm still going to be looking for a dead body. Or not looking, hoping it's not going to just poke out at me.
I didn't see it on the list, but a murder mystery.
Oh, that'd be cool.
In scuba would might be a pretty good event.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So one of the favorites, though, one of the favorite activities is what they call the Grand Tour Challenge.
Yeah.
Basically, you hit all of the underwater dives in one go.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So I think that's pretty neat. A lot of people like to do that. But as far as Tin Killer goes, above and beyond scuba, you've got, the water's just gorgeous. Yeah. But they've got beaches for swimming. They've got kayak rentals, boating, fishing. Hell, just about anything you can do on the water.
Right. Either above the water, on the water, or in it.
Right.
There, you've got the whole thing covered.
Absolutely. So I think if it's something, it's something that you've been wanting to do and just thought, I've got to be in Cozumel to do it.
Right.
You don't.
Yeah.
You can do it right here in the great state of Oklahoma.
Yeah, and your trip to Cozumel could start at Lake Tin Killer.
It could.
Who would have thought? Well, if you or anyone you know would be interested in going scuba with scuba, not scuba Steve, but scuba Gene at Lake Tin Killer, you can check them out at jeansaquapro.com. Find them on Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're everywhere. They're everywhere.
And speaking of everywhere, we're going to talk about some of the places we're going to be coming soon, and we'll get to that right after this.
Most people want to do their taxes themselves because they think it's going to be faster, but it's not always accurate. I think I myself, in my career as a taxpayer, have made a few mistakes.
Right, and that's really something you don't want hanging over your head.
No.
Like, to think about, you know, in 2015, I feel like I might have underreported income. How long before the IRS catches up with me, and how much does that cost?
And for me, 2019. I did not know I was going to have a gross income number for this year. And it cost me time more than anything else. Right. I think that's something that we don't think about because we go, rapid refund. Cool, give me my $7,000.
Right. If that's something you're concerned about, our friends over at Holiday Tax Group have a solution for that particular problem. All of their work is guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's an error with your tax filing, your tax preparation, not only will they pay the penalties, they'll pay the interest on the penalties.
Because if there's anything that's more, there are two things that are almost certain: taxes and death. Oh, and number three, the IRS always gets their money.
Yes, they do.
Those penalties, they will always get you.
Yes, and the interest on those penalties can be obscene.
Mm-hmm.
So call Holiday Tax Group for a free consultation. Their number is 405-730-3100.
Also, if you're a teacher or military personnel, you're always going to get 20% off. And you can find them on the web at Holiday Tax Group. That's Holiday with two L's. So I think it's safe to say things are opening back up, slowly but surely. We're seeing events. I don't know about you. I'm seeing a lot more events being posted in our Discover Oklahoma group that are not virtual.
Absolutely.
Tons of things that are, yes, you're still kind of seeing some things that some of our favorites that have been around for years did their virtual Zoom festival or whatever you want to call it. But there are a lot of things that are, the floodgates are opening. I guess that's the best way to say
it. I agree. And there has been a lot of time for the local businesses to come up with new events that they hadn't thought of.
Right.
Because they had a year to think about,
oh, yeah,
what could we do?
Yeah.
And so now there are all these new events. So I think it's just going to be that you and I are that much busier.
I really think, because if you think about last year, we did a lot about talking about what might have been, what could have been, what should have been. And all of those are coming to roost this year because it's a full calendar, folks. We're book solid. If we're book solid, that means you are too. So get out, go do something, help wear a mask if you have to, but get out and go. There's things to do, places to see, and things to know. And speaking of being in the know, this has been the Only an OK Show. I'm Brett.
And I'm Harley, and we're out of here.
Peace. Think Hasbro's producing, they have to be because they own Transformers. There's the Optimus Prime. It stands 18 inches tall. It's the old school Gen 1, and it's just the 18 wheeler, and you can say Optimus Prime convert, which is stupid. I don't know why that's one of the actual commands. It should be transformed, but anyway, it goes and then stands up and moves like it's breathing. And you say, Optimus Prime. Oh, it says, I am Optimus Prime, leader of the Autobots. And it does that thing, and it's like, Optimus Prime, attack. And it goes, ch-ch-ch. Like, Autobots, prepare for battle. I mean, I would give anything for my son to have that. I would give. I don't think it is. I found it there's a site, which probably it's one of those where they can order it. But it's like takes everything you find on Facebook or whatever, it takes 6 months. And then you get it in the writings in Chinese. But I found one for 40. I think my son desperately needs it. Sons. But that's so cool. Autobots, prepare for battle. I mean, dude, I would die if I was a child. I'm currently dying as an adult talking about it. Like the list of toys that I wish, I was jealous. You know, we talked about being poor as kids, and I had some friends that were, I thought, as dirt poor as I was, but they had every toy that I wanted. You know, if I got it, I got it at the thrift store, and Lion-O was missing like the Sword of Omens, the Sword of Almonds is more like it. You remember when we used to rent bad movies? Put your microphone up there. We used to rent bad movies. Am I mistaken, or was there a movie that came out about the same time as the first Transformers, the Michael Bay one, that was called Transmorphers?
Yes,
didn't we talk
was.
Shit about that?
Yes. Why?
The thing about watching bad movies is they used to be a dollar at the movie store.
Mm-hmm.
They're $10 to rent
yeah.
on Vudu. I'm like, I'm not paying $10
right.
for Termination. Like Termination 2, Judgment Week. I don't, you know what I mean? I'm just, I'm not paying that.
Yeah. Termination 2, Judgmental.
Judgmental. He said he would return, and he did. No, he said he'd be back. Not in this movie, he didn't. I will return.
Yeah. He's Swedish in this movie.
Okay, Flubby, I'll be like the Becky as soon as
I'm
gone.
I'm determined, by the way, the Swedish accent
oh, yeah.
is the worst accent.
It's got to be the worst. The list of accents that people like girls get hot over, I've never heard them say Swedish.
Yeah.
I don't think the Swedish bikini team likes the Swedish accent.
Amber and I were watching an episode of Mediterranean Life or something like that. It's like basically like the House Hunters,
but
in the Mediterranean. And there was a Swedish guy who was married to an American girl, and they were moving mm-hmm. to Crete or something. And he was talking, and I was like, I couldn't do it. Like, literally, they were walking on a pier, and they were with the realtor,
mm-hmm.
and they were talking, and that guy was talking, and it's like, if I was that realtor, I would have just shoved him in the water.
Right, he's gone.
Like, done.
Done. It, roll credits.
Sorry, bro.
Sorry, bro.
hope you can swim.
Yeah. Okay, so accents-wise, give me your top five.
I don't understand you in the top whatever.
Give me your top five accents. I'll give you
give
mine.
Give me your Mount Rushmore of accents.
I'll give you mine. Number one, British, not with a bullet. Number two, Australian. Number three is Irish. So far, all mine, I mean, we're Euro-born for the most part.
Uh-huh.
German.
Abrupt.
Yeah, maybe you're right. It's a little harsh. Russian accent's a harsh one, too.
Yeah.
I just don't...
Italian,
yeah. Not French for me.
French is too much like German.
Yeah, it's too curt. Everything sounds like it's like an insult or yeah. like you're going to go puh afterwards.
Gosh, what would be my number five?
Yeah, it's definitely not Okafluba. Ubifluba. Fluba for Ubidaskuvumbu. I mean, whatever. You know what I mean? What would it be?
I don't mind the Dutch accent, but I definitely wouldn't put it on the top of my list.
Yeah.
Speaking of your robot fascination.
Yeah.
I have a legitimate question. I have a legitimate concern. Why is there not a Roomba-like thing that has a personality? Even if it's just a fake personality, why do you not have a Roomba that makes like R2-D2 sounds or like complains about humanity?
Because I think it'd be $40,000 to pre-order it.
You can't tell me that...
Droid technology? Like, you're talking non-intelligent.
I'm just talking about, give me 10,000 phrases that this thing says,
mm-hmm.
and make it like the stupid Doctor Who things,
yeah.
where they're talking about killing all humanity. And,
right.
You know, whatever. Like, whatever it is. You can't tell me that thing, that would be that hard to do. And nerds wouldn't buy the shit out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you literally had, like, a motion sensor on it, which they already have motion sensors, but if you had a motion sensor on it where when it was in a room by itself, it would talk shit about people, and then when it was in a room with a person, it would talk like...
Oh, I love you.
Yes.
Good morning, my favorite person.
Yes, I love cleaning this house. This is the best house ever.
Right.
And then as soon as you leave the room, you can hear it going...
Like, if I could have a Johnny 5.
Yeah, dude, tell me that just having it, you know, like, Roomba is alive.
Right.
Like, what?
Yeah, because don't get me wrong. Roombas, Because Roombas have, here's the thing, Roombas have been around
a decade or
a
more.
A decade or more. And the advancements in their technology, only, I think the only thing they've advanced to is that, because we have one, you can control it from your, by via Bluetooth. There's not much, they don't do much else. Mm-mm. Just add something. Make it a little bit more interesting.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's a sci-fi machine. Yeah, why do you not have, like, downloadable templates? HAL 9000.
Yeah.
You can download it for $29.99.
Mm-hmm. What's the...
Sorry, Dave. I can't sweep right now.
Exactly. What's the one from... the one... The bad robot from... not Lost Planet. What was it?
Lost in Space?
Not Lost in Space. There's another one that's like, I will did it. I cannot think of it. They made a toy recently. Was it from Doctor Who, maybe?
I don't know.
No. Anyway. But the Lost in Space robot, whatever one he was, do that. But an R2-D2 that did that, dude, I'm all in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just...
And the R2-D2, you, like, literally, you just need 500 pre-recorded sounds, because literally you don't under it doesn't do any, it doesn't say words, it just makes noises.
And if you tell it to sweep and it doesn't want to, it goes, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I don't know. Somebody's done it. Somebody's modified.
Somebody's hacked it. But why is that? Yeah. Tell me why somebody hasn't got with Star Wars or with Disney and went, we just want to license the sound effects,
right?
And that's it.
And we're going to make a gajillion dollars.
Right, and you get...
But here's what I want. If I get that, they have a slew of not quite life-size, you know, R2s that don't have flashing lights, but they have the sound. I want the flashing lights on the control panel. I want his projector thing. It doesn't have to project anything. I want that. I want lights and sounds and pings and dings.
And dude... So, again, they keep making the flat robots, which I get.
Mm-hmm.
They need to go under stuff. It makes a lot of sense.
Right.
But you can't tell me that if you took the design of R2-D2
mm-hmm.
and the front pedestal was a vacuum cleaner.
And you had a little something that went and could vacuum under the couch?
No, like, just literally, okay. It doesn't vacuum under couches.
Yeah.
It's got its thing. It vacuums. That's it. But it's... R2-D2.
And it's cool as shit.
It's got the lights. It's got the sound effects.
Oh, dude, that'd be so freaking cool.
And all it does, yes.
Like, I just, dude, I would cry every time it did something. Yeah, I'd be all over it.
You know, and if it gets stuck where it's like,
yeah,
got into a place it shouldn't have gotten and now it can't get out.
It does that
yes.
thing like it does.
Dude.
You take my money.
Exactly. So yeah. I don't understand.
Because you could. Dude, you could pick your price. I don't think anybody would scoff. Like, there would be people like, no, we're not doing it. But I promise you, there'd be some people that had two of them.
Mm-hmm.
One in the box.
Yeah, this is the one I never took out of the box. It's right. It's a factory seal.
Right.
They talk to each other.
I mean, but you're right.
But dude, just a little bit for a... What do you call it? An EM tester chip?
Yeah, yeah.
So anything that puts off an electromagnetic field...
Registers. Right.
It's a nickel. Swear to God, they put them on screwdrivers, electric screwdrivers.
Mm-hmm. All the time, yeah.
Like that you can buy for $9.99.
Mm-hmm.
Put that on your R2 unit, and every time it comes up to something with an electric field, it starts talking to it.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
It thinks the refrigerator's a robot.
Yeah, dude, that'd be, yeah, take, like I said, take my money. I'd probably take better care of it than I would my four kids.
Exactly. But dude, and you throw in something silly like the projector.
Hell, you could still do, yeah, you do that.
Where it plays like a little 20-second, hell, it could be a Tide commercial.
Yeah, just a little vignette on the wall.
Right.
Yeah, nothing big.
Just occasionally it just goes up to a
just
wall.
Just because it's R2 in my living room. He's right here.
Help me with these stains, Obi-Wan.
Right. You're my only hope.
And then it literally displays a 30-second Tide commercial.
Right.
Dude, come on.
Oh, yeah. There's not a question about it. And that's the thing. Like, Star Wars is everywhere. Why haven't we done this yet? Not to mention, forget about Star Wars. I think watching the Japanese develop robots that can jump is cool.
Mm-hmm.
But how have we not gotten farther with droid technology, cybernetics? How come we haven't advanced any further?
You need to go watch some Boston Dynamic YouTube videos.
Are those real?
Yes.
Are you talking about the one where they're shooting at the robot? Is that real?
Yes.
Somebody said that was... I looked, I was like, that does not look fake to me. Those are super hyper-intelligent robots.
Dude, they legitimately... Boston Dynamics has some where it's like, you guys should stop before you make Terminators.
Right. So that's real.
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I watched multiple videos, and then people kept saying, oh, that's such good CGI. That's CGI. I'm like, that's not CGI.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well.
Yeah, the ones where they're running around, like, kicking over the dog over and over. I'm like, okay, A, you've made a thing that can get back up from being kicked down. B, you're pissing it off. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's going to take over. And 3, 2, 1. And welcome to the show. Your next Oklahoman adventure may be hiding just below the start that over. 3, 2, 1.